terms of tackling injustice, Nehemiah chapter 5 and verse 7 is very important. Nehemiah calls together a meeting. It's a large meeting, a lot of people have come. And at this meeting, Nehemiah is going to very clearly say, this is what you're doing. You're selling people now into slavery, you're ripping people off. It's not right. So in this meeting, he puts the facts on the table, and then from those facts, there's a couple of steps forward. He says, first of all, let's start respecting God. Let's revere God again. That's at the core. If we respect and revere God, we're going to treat other people in a loving way. So that's his first step forward. And then second, he says, we've got to stop. Our own people should not be going into slavery. Children should not be going into slavery. And also, they shouldn't be overcharged. You shouldn't be ripping off those people who are right there with you. They're your own people. And so there's some action steps going forward. And you might be thinking about a meeting of calling together some people, calling together maybe a lot of people to talk through a situation. And what's important is you pray. Pray before the meeting. Identify what are the goals at this meeting? What does success look like? And so be real clear in terms of going into that meeting, what you're hoping to accomplish. And for Nehemiah, it was to put facts on the table, and then it was to share some solutions and agree upon them moving forward. So in your meeting, it might be informational, it might be just sharing and understanding each other, it might be action steps, but lay that out and then walk into that meeting relying on the Lord. But those meetings are so important. They can get off track. They can be counterproductive. They can turn into complaining sessions. People might wonder, why are we meeting? So have that in place where you know why you're there. You've prayed about who's there. You have, you know, the understanding, the listening you want to have happen. And then after that's concluded well, you move into action steps forward. Do those meetings well. They're part of tackling injustice, but that's where a lot of times it goes astray. And so have these clear plans as you, again, rely on the Lord and ultimately want to glorify Him and draw people back to Him.